Meditation at School.
This is Mission America with Linda Harvey.
Have you heard about this new practice called mindfulness? It's getting more attention lately because it seems to be showing up in schools at an alarming rate. I recently recorded a webinar on this topic, and there's a link to that webinar on our website at missionamerica.com. Here's the problem. Mindfulness is essentially a practice based in Buddhism and Hinduism, repackaged for school children. It's coming into schools as a subset of social emotional learning. And many schools will say, oh no, it's totally secular. But no, it can lead children into Eastern meditation and New Age practices very easily. Schools are selling this, saying children are more stressed than ever before with anxiety, anger issues, and so on. Educators are searching for a way to fix the children in their care, as well as control unmanageable classrooms. But is the answer at-school therapy under social emotional learning and now spiritual rituals? I think most of us would agree no, especially since mindfulness is virtually never a Christian practice. A mindfulness lesson seldom includes a word that starts with P, prayer, because this practice is decidedly not Judeo-Christian. Mindfulness focuses on one's self, your senses, your surroundings, and calming oneself by emptying your mind. Not on God and praying to Him. So the condition of a mind vacuum always brings the possibility of demonic deception. And there's another hook for getting mindfulness in schools. It's said to satisfy diversity, equity, and inclusion goals. If you can believe it, even racial justice. It's been pushed aggressively in some places. A bill in the Pennsylvania legislature would require 15 minutes a day of mindfulness in K-12 schools. Here's what happens in a mindfulness lesson. It varies, but children are instructed to sit comfortably, assume a calm demeanor, close their eyes, and open their arms in a meditative pose. They focus on their breathing and senses, and sometimes they can repeat a word or phrase over and over, which is a mantra, common to many pagan practices to produce a semi-conscious, even hypnotic state. Sometimes these sessions will become blatantly spiritual with meditation and guided imagery. What spiritual contact will children make in such a situation? Mindfulness practices have been advocated by both celebrities like Goldie Hawn and Paul McCartney and political leaders like former Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan from the Youngstown area, who wrote a book on this and got federal funds for programs in Northeast Ohio schools. North Central Ohio had a flurry of mindfulness and yoga lessons several years ago with lots of media coverage. Churches put out the word so parents could speak up. Recently, a Chicago student was awarded $150,000 from the school after her class was instructed to speak mantras naming Hindu gods as part of a quiet time mindfulness lesson. She filed a complaint that this violated her Christian faith. Well, good for her. So go to our website at missionamerica.com to see the whole webinar. I'm Linda Harvey. Thanks for listening.
For more information and lots of news and Christian commentary on today's culture, log on to missionamerica.com. That's missionamerica.com. And remember, with God, all things are still possible.